For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. A Georgia woman says God told her to go on a shooting spree during the eclipse. Authorities say 22-year-old Talon Celestine told that to a desk clerk at a Holmes County, Florida motel before shooting two people at random on I-10 Monday. Florida Highway Patrol was able to locate and arrest the woman. Two people who were shot are expected to recover. The American Red Cross needs volunteers in Alabama. A spokesperson says they need about 600 volunteers to help out in disaster relief and blood drives ahead of the severe weather season. Many current volunteers are considered to be aging out. Anyone can sign up at redcross.org. A beloved Dothan photographer and former National Peanut Festival president has died. Art Solomon, who was also the official photographer for the Dothan Furniture Masters for over 30 years, died on Sunday at the age of 73. Services are next Monday at First Methodist Church of Dothan. Geneva police are investigating a burglary where the suspect set fire to the home. A call came in of the burglary in progress early Monday to a home on Pine Avenue, with dispatchers telling responding officers that the suspect also set fire to the house and ran away. Police ran into the burning house to help the owner escape. Investigators believe the house was targeted. Two educators in the Wiregrass are finalists for the Alabama Teacher of the Year Award. Shelley Grimes, who teaches at Brookwood Elementary School, and Enterprise High School teacher Riley Baxter will represent District 1 in the final 16 educators up for this year's award. The Alabama Teacher of the Year will be announced next month. And Dothan Leisure Services says a local park will be closed today. A press release yesterday says Solomon Park will be closed today and again tomorrow for maintenance. The park will reopen at sunrise Thursday, April 11th. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.